Good morning. It is July 21st, 2023. The majority in Northern Ohio, Northeastern Ohio, has seen a lot of storm damage in the last 24 hours. Cleanup ongoing. Online today, we've got Dr. Tyler Carr, Dr. Dave Gardner, and Todd Hicks. Dr. Gardner, take it away.
All right. Good morning, everybody. So what I want to talk about is a little bit about some of the weed control that you might be doing at this time. Crabgrass is starting to tiller relatively quickly. I've got crabgrass that's four or five tillers out at our research center, whereas last week it was maybe two to three tillers, so it is growing pretty quickly and won't be long before we start seeing seed heads. You might already, depending on where you are, but anyway, it is time to control your crabgrass post-emergence. You can use either quinclorac or tapramazone at label rate, or something else that we have found is quite effective is to take a half a rate of each of quinclorac and tapramazone. Actually, since mesotrione and tapramazone have a similar mode of action, we found that maybe a 50-50 mix of quinclorac and mesotrione will also work quite well. But any of these should give you fairly effective control of crabgrass post-emergence. Remember to make sure that you're mowing regularly to reduce seed head development. And usually where you see flowering crabgrass, the seed is not going to move magically. It's going to drop straight to the ground. And so where you have crabgrass now is where you're going to have crabgrass next year. And so you can map those areas out and plan to put out a pre-emergence herbicide. If you put out a pre this year and you're still having issues with crabgrass, look and see if you maybe put out the pre a little too early. And if that's the case, try putting it on later, maybe the middle or even towards the end of April. Now, remember that quinclorac, that active ingredient is highly effective against crabgrass. However, if you have some of our other annual grasses like goosegrass or Johnson grass or field pass palum, okay, or yellow foxtail, then quinclorac really doesn't have any activity on those grasses. And so you'd want to use either tapramazone, which is Pilex, or our old friend Phenoxaprop. So remember that crabgrass herbicide from the 1990s actually has pretty good activity on any of those grassy weeds that I just showed. You might also be dealing with some summer annual broadleaf weeds, such as prostrate pigweed or prostrate spurge or purslane, okay? To control those, you should use a post-emergence herbicide as early as possible in their life cycle. They become pretty difficult to control after they've hardened off due to heat or drought stress. And so generally speaking, if you're spot spraying, the more expensive the broadleaf herbicide is, the more likely it is that you're gonna be happy with the control that you get. You might be able to get control of an annual broadleaf weed with a pre-emergence herbicide, but the problem is that we usually put that down to control crabgrass. And by the time the annual broadleaf weeds are germinating, usually the pre-emergence herbicide has worn off. Ed, that's my update for this week.
Thank you, Dr. Gardner. Todd Hicks, take it away.
Thanks, Ed. Good day, everybody. Disease-wise, with our rain and the temperature fluctuation we've been having, things like red thread are finally seeming to slow down, at least here at the turf center. We're seeing it really start to diminish and maybe not go all the way away, but it's not quite the problem it has been in the last 2 months. Dollar spots still chewing away quite a bit. I'm thinking, though, with this warmer weather that's coming, it's probably going to shut down or at least slow down to not be such a big issue for us. Leaf spot is still the primary thing I'm getting samples on right now. The trouble with leaf spot this time of year, it's a real good disease that likes to disguise itself. It can look like anthracnose, brown patch, or dollar spot this time of year, depending on the regime and what kind of mowing you're doing, what kind of grass you have. So be very careful when you're diagnosing disease. Make sure you know what you're looking at. And if not, seek out help because leaf spot will fool you. We do have brown patch now at the turf center. It's light. It's not real heavy. But again, with this, if the weather turns out like they say, it's going to turn out in the next 10 days. I'd say that's going to be an issue for all of us throughout the state. I did get a little bit of anthracnose showing up in the last 10 days. That could also pop, fairy ring, things like that. But that's about all we got right now. Brown patch and leaf spot seem to be the big ones that are really starting to increase or cause the big problems. That's all I got, Ed.
Thanks, Todd. We are probably on the precipice of getting into the rougher part of the summer by the forecast, if it holds true. Dr. Tyler Carr, what we got?
Hey everybody, I'm glad to be back this week. Want to pop on and talk about something we're going to be looking forward to in the next month or so, and that's reseeding lawns or just general areas for cool season grasses. So typically in the northern part of the state, we may recommend starting somewhere in mid-August, running through mid-September. Most of the rest of the state would be kind of that September 1 to October 1 range. So right now is a good time to start thinking about getting a soil nutrient analysis run. And if you submit, I'm at an airport and they're going to be loud. If you are submitting a sample through Ohio State Extension, they'll send that to Penn State. It's relatively low cost. So that's an option. There are also private laboratories available. There are, in the show notes, I'll list a fact sheet that we have on how to collect the soil test, and another fact sheet on selecting cultivars for home lawn renovations. So since they won't stop talking on here, I'm going to, last thing I'm going to say is the Turf Team Times podcast is now on Spotify. So I'm going to mute myself before everything else goes on.
Thank you, Dr. Carr. Those airport
people. It was like right when I started talking, they just wouldn't stop. They had an update right before I got on, but there's another one.
Okay, couple of things to bring up to date. So field day coming up on August 1st and the for OTF and the Ohio Lawn Care Field Day, August 2nd and 7th. For those of you who remember last year, OTF's field day information should be posted on our blog system in the next week. So you'll be able to use your phones. We'll put that information up next Friday. Other than that, we will bid you adieu. Dr. Carr, do you want to share your screen? And there's our contact details. I know we've been getting a lot of questions this week from both professional and homeowner sides of the industry. So keep coming, but also keep them sensible. We don't know if aliens have landed on your lawn. So let's be clear that there's some things we can't answer and other things that are just nonsensical. So at OSU Turf, at OSU ATI Turf and Turf Team Times is the podcast now Spotify version, and Buckeye Turf at OSU.edu will get you hopefully some coherent answers from our website. With that, we will leave you all go, and hopefully nobody melts over the next 7 days, and we'll talk to you then.